Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Shabbos 49 talking about the craftsman. The Gemara relates Rabbi Yonasan ben Achinai. Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar was sitting and Rabbi Chanina bar Chama sat with them, and the following question was asked. Was the Mishnah referring to hides belonging to a private individual which are not regarded as muksa, since he does not expect to sell them? He does not mind if they're used as a rug, but those of a craftsman, since he is particular about them, for since he intends on selling them, he does not want them to become soiled, and he will not be willing to have them used as a rug. Therefore, they are regarded as muksa. They may not be handled, or perhaps we learn about those of a craftsman and all the more so of a private individual. Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar said to them, it stands to reason that we learned about those belonging to a private individual, but as for those of a craftsman, he is particular about them. This brings to mind to me the idea about one of the things a father, a parent, is mechuyev, is obligated for a son, for a child, for a daughter to learn about. The Gemara talks about how the father, the parent, has to make sure that the child is a bris milah, of course, if it's a boy, and how the child has to learn how to swim, because it's fundamental to life to be able to swim, especially in the Gemara times when there was a lot of travel by the water. And it's fundamental to be able to know how to swim so a person doesn't drown, God forbid. But also fundamental is on the parent, especially the dad, to treat and understand the child, to figure out what they're going to do in life, to teach them a trade, to have them learn a craft, to have them figure out what they're going to do in their life. It really is interesting how so many people in the Gemara had different crafts. They talk about Rabbi Yochanan Hasanla, Rabbi Yochanan who was a shoemaker, and this rabbi who did this, and this sage who did this. They all had different trades. They didn't just sit and do nothing all day besides for the Torah learning, which of course is fundamental and necessary, but they also did things aside from Torah learning, because Yafa Torah im derech eretz, Yafa Talmud Torah im derech eretz. You have to learn and work. We're learner-earners, as the famous phrase in the Shidduch world goes. Earner-learners, learner-earners. We learn and we earn. We have to have a craft. Even the great Rambam, Maimonides, also was a doctor. Even Ramban, I think, was a doctor too. A lot of the great sages, a lot of the great commentaries, besides for being awesome sages and awesome commentators, they also had a craft. It's very important to have a craft, to teach your son a craft, to send him to school, to learn a craft, and to go to college and grad school to figure out what the craft is. The best is if the craft is in line with your passion, which could be in line with Torah. That's the best, to synthesize all of them. But no matter what, you're supposed to figure out what you're supposed to do in life, and make a trade out of it, make a craft out of it, make a job out of it. Make sure to find what you're here to do and do it properly. Learn that craft and grab that craft in order to make sure to accomplish what you're supposed to do here in this life. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 50 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.